Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Burgundy and Gold today on this Wednesday. I am Ben Standing, and I cover the Washington Commanders for my Substack. We've talked about the Commanders a ton here so far because of the big news that the Commanders are getting Stephon Diggs. If you want to hear myself rant about this, I was nice about it. I'm calm. I'm fine. I don't know why I said rant. But I also talked with Santana Moss, Adam Kaplan. You can find all of that on the Odyssey app. But we're going to switch from the gridiron to the hardcore because there's a big moment for the Washington Wizards tomorrow involving Anthony Davis. Nobody better to discuss the ins and outs of everything here than our guy Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype. Hoops Hype at Mike A. S-C-O-T-T-O on X, Twitter. And Mike and I used to be former teammates. I ran into him in Vegas at Summer League at the Trae Young press conference. So all that, Mike, how's it going? How's the summer going? Did Vegas treat you well?
Hey, what's up, Ben? Yeah, Vegas was good. A lot of good food, just nonstop meetings, all gas, no breaks. And then got a little bit of downtime after that, went away on a family vacation and still ought to put some news out, but all good. It's okay. It feels better when you do it like from the beach and you're breathing in some fresh air. You know what I mean? It helps in that regard. And now we got AD extension talks coming up, and you got Peyton Watson, Ben Mather, and Jonathan Kuminga. We still got some things to tend to here in the NBA reporting world.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so I mentioned earlier that tomorrow Anthony Davis could hypothetically get a 4-year, $275 million extension. Can you just kind of lay out for everybody what is going on here? What do you think what could happen? What's the deal here with Anthony Davis and the Wizards?
Yeah, I mean, Ben, look, I had reported that the Wizards plan to have extension talks with Anthony Davis. There was a lot of chatter previously when LeBron James was going through his free agency process about the Golden State Warriors having interest in trading for Anthony Davis if they could pair him with LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. But ultimately, that didn't come to fruition. And I never got the sense that it was particularly close. You know, when Washington acquired Anthony Davis, you know, they were hoping that AD and Trae Young could be part of the team going forward with the young core that they have, and whether it's Keyshawn George and Will Riley, et cetera, Trey Johnson. They just took A.J. DeBonta. You know, I had always been told they wanted to keep him and you know, have him as a piece going forward. In terms of extension talks, look, obviously the number you laid out is kind of the max extension that he's eligible for. I don't think that that's – I wouldn't say that Washington wants to give him a max. It's a lot of money coming up. So, you know, that's not where they want to go a full max. Do they want to extend him? Yeah. It's about figuring out what makes sense for both sides. So that's kind of where this is right now.
All right, so we're talking with Mike Scotto from Hoops Hype. So this is what's so interesting to me, right? I don't think there's any chance they're giving him anything close to that max money. But he wants something, and he's making well over $50 million this year. He's got a player option for over $60 million next year. So typically, mm-hmm. when you look at these kind of numbers, you think, well, a guy's not going to really want to take a pay cut. But I also can't see how the Wizards are going to give him anything close to that, even if it's just a one-year extension. That just doesn't make sense to me. Plus, that mm-hmm. third year would be cutting into then when they have to start giving out some extensions for some of their younger guys. What do you think makes sense from just a numbers perspective to find a middle ground for Anthony Davis to feel like he got something and the Wizards to feel like they didn't cramp their future?
In my opinion, I would say, you know, if you're giving Trae Young around 50, I would think you want to be there or less, certainly. You know, AD's got an injury history. He's older than Trae, who's kind of entering the prime years of his career. So I would think you want to go less than that. You know, I don't know if AD would be amenable to something in the 40s range, but, you know, when you get more years tacked on, I think that would be a question. But, you know, these are all talks that are going to happen starting tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, that would be my view if I was the front office of the Washington Wizards. You know, Trae Young, they're pretty much acting like he's the face of the franchise to an extent, the way that they just paid him the money they did. So AD's got to be either somewhere there, or would he be willing to take a little less than that? You know, time will tell. But you touched on, you know, the forecast looking ahead coming out in the next couple of years. When you're going to have guys like Keyshawn George, Trey Johnson, you got to figure out what you're going to pay. Will Riley, you know, eventually even further down the road than that, you got DeBonta. So, you know, these are good problems to have if you're Washington, but you can afford some of these higher-priced veterans now. You know, maybe you try to get them in now and pay them more now, and then hopefully on the back end they take a little discount, but that remains to be seen.
We're talking with Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype. As I mentioned before, you and I were at Trae Young's press conference out there after his four-year, $212 million extension, which got a lot of flack around the league. A lot of people are saying it's an overpay. I reported that the Wizards kind of reviewing it as, yeah, maybe it's a lot, but like we as in the Wizards needed to make an investment in our younger guys. We needed to get them a playmaker, a point guard to help run the offense, and they think they did that with a guy who's only 27 years old and has been, you know, an all-star and all that good stuff. What was your read on all the Trae Young aspect of this?
My read on it was, you know, when the Atlanta Hawks were at the trade deadline looking to move Trae, it didn't seem like there was a robust market for Trae on the trade market. And so the number that he got surprised a lot of executives around the league because of that. However, supposedly there was a mystery team that was in there that could have made things interesting. Even with that said, I mean, the numbers that he got for that extension blew away a lot of people within the league. But in Washington's viewpoint, he was the top free agent on the market, and they paid him as such. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. They have Travis Schlenk, the former Atlanta Hawks GM, where Trae Young went to a conference finals, I believe, with the Hawks at one point during the COVID era. So, you know, Michael Winger and Will Dawkins also were looking for a point guard to make the young guys around them better and hasten their development. And here we are. You know, Trey's a guy that has been a proven 10 assist per game guy, and he could stretch the floor. So for Washington, you know, they felt like they got a guy that was undervalued by the league and that they were able to swoop in and not really give up any assets. And in a similar vein, they looked at Anthony Davis when they acquired him from the Dallas Mavericks somewhat similarly. You know, Dallas was looking to enter the Cooper Flagg era and kind of shift away from some of the veterans that they had and the high-priced veterans like Anthony Davis. And so for them, they felt it was an opportunity to be opportunistic and buy low. So they're thinking going into the season ahead, those two guys are kind of the pillars, with A.J. DeBonta obviously getting a lot of hype and the rest of their young core, and want to see what it looks like. You know, the days of tanking are over, and not only for the Wizards, but just like in general with the new rules. So they are poised to have certainly an upswing of a season. I think the question is, how good can this team be if AD is healthy and Trae Young?
Let me go to a different topic. You mentioned AJ DeBonta. I imagine that the Wizards are pretty happy with what they saw from DeBonta, the Jazz with Darren Peterson, Grizzlies with Cameron Boozer, and the Bulls with their guy as well. Did you get any sense in talking to people around the league, Caleb Wilson, I meant to say, about that anybody else in the league maybe had a change of mind as to how they would rank these guys or who stood out the most in Summer League?
No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, every executive I talked to had their preference of who they would have took. But at the end of the day, I think some of that was based on team needs. But the consensus was that if you took any of these four players, you were getting an all-star caliber player. You know, most people felt DeBonta and Peterson were potential franchise caliber changers. But certainly, like, Boozer and Wilson were considered perennial all-star candidates and potential all-NBA guys from executives I had spoken to. So I think it was just an order of preference. I think for all of them, they went to situations that fit their skill set. I mean, if you look at Washington, for example, you know, you already got AD there as your big. You got Trey at point. You got Keyshawn. You got Trey Johnson. Darren Peterson, sure, you could have made it work, but I felt like DeBonta had more of a need and arguably to some more of an upside swing with his positional size. With Utah, you know, many people wondered, were they going to go for Cam Boozer, because his father, Carlos Boozer, was a former member of the Jazz and now works for the organization. But they have a pretty loaded front court, and you get a guy in Peterson that can pair with Keontae George in the backcourt for a while, and it fit the team better. You look at Cam Boozer. Memphis has historically been an analytically driven team when it comes to prospect evaluation and roster construction, and Cam Boozer was the analytical darling out of the four of them. So that made sense there. Also a position in need following the Jaren Jackson Jr. trade. And lastly, with Caleb Wilson, by the time he got to Chicago, best guy on the board. Some people thought he had arguably the most upside. He showed it clearly in Summer League, and I think he's going to be a candidate certainly for Rookie of the Year, given the roster construction that Chicago has and the opportunities that he's going to have the ball in his hands and make plays for the Bulls.
All right. Well, as Mike said earlier, there's still some moves to be made around the NBA. Nobody better to follow for all of them than Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype. Mike, I really appreciate the time. We'll see. I don't know. Anthony Davis, something tells me we could be waiting for a while for anything to happen there. But, hey, it's good to be Anthony Davis. He's going to get some more money one way or the other, I would think. Not a bad place to be. Mike, thanks so much for the time, man.
Yeah, Ben, look, whatever happens with Anthony Davis one way or the other, you're going to have a guy that's motivated going into this year, coming off an injury-marred season last year. You know, I'm sure he's heard the noise, Trae Young as well, the critics of the contract. So it's like for both of these guys, they should be going into the season with a chip on their shoulder and with a rising young core in Washington. So things are looking up if you're a Wizards fan, for sure, in the D.C. area. Anyway, brother, happy to chat with you. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Mike, I know you make great points. The chip on the shoulder is definitely a real thing. Thanks, man. I really appreciate the time.
You got it, brother.
All right, Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype. We understand the news of the day is Stephon Diggs, and we have spent the show talking about that. But Anthony Davis is, kind of a big deal for tomorrow. We'll see what the Wizards do. I did write about this on lastmanstanding.substack.com. I answered a few questions about the Wizards, including what do I think is going to happen with Anthony Davis. You can check that out. All right, we've got more to come here. There's been the QB tiers that Mike Sando with The Athletic put out. Jaden Daniels, I don't know. I think he's not getting a lot of respect. We'll get to that next here on the Team 980.
But first, let's get the latest on the world of women's sports, presented by Allstate.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bobopedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Stephon Diggs is now a member of the Washington Commanders. They haven't officially announced it yet, but that's what's going down. That's been the news of the day. We talked about that over the first 2 hours. You can find all of that on the Odyssey app, including my conversation with Santana Moss about what Diggs can do for Washington. But I want to talk now about the guy who's going to be throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs, and that, of course, is Jaden Daniels. And look, it is fair to say that Jaden Daniels has something to prove this year, only from the perspective of that last year, you know, he didn't play a lot. Only started 7 of the 17 games, only finished 4 of them. Obviously, the team had a miserable season across the board. But, you know, I'm still old enough to remember that in 2024, he had arguably the greatest rookie season any quarterback has ever had and led this franchise to 12 wins and an NFC Championship appearance. Neither of those things they had done since 1991, and he was riding high. In fact, The Athletic has their QB tiers article every year by my pal Mike Sando, and Jaden Daniels, they had 5 quarterbacks in the top tier, and then the number 6 quarterback, first in the next tier, Jaden Daniels. Okay, you figure it's going to be a little bit of a hit after the year last year. We all understand kind of how recency bias works, you know, that type of deal. But it worked maybe a little too well here, because Jaden Daniels, he isn't 6, he's not 7, he's not 8. He dropped all the way to 13th. The second tier that he's in, the tier 2, it goes from number 5, Lamar Jackson, all the way to Jalen Hurts, number 17. There are a lot of people in this group who you can make an argument should be higher than they are. Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams. They're all ahead of Jaden Daniels. Rankings are somewhat subjective. Now, to be clear, this isn't Mike Sando doing this. This is him talking with, he said, 50 executives and coaches, so active GMs, former GMs, coaches, etc. And they ranked the players, and then from that came this list. So these are people in the know. I just still feel like, and look, Jaden Daniels is the quarterback that I cover the most. So for better or for worse, I'm going to be thinking about him in ways I don't think about Drake May. I just think of Drake May as a guy who was pretty great during the regular season and pretty lousy in the postseason last year, even though New England made it all the way to the Super Bowl. Caleb Williams had an up and down rookie season, much better last year with Ben Johnson as his head coach. A bunch of comeback wins. He did a lot of good stuff there. Is Jaden Daniels number 13, though? I don't know. Like I said, I just think a lot of this is subjective. To me, that feels a bit low. Anthony, though, what I look at this list and if you're going to say he's higher, then who's lower? Is Justin Herbert at 6 too high? I mean, kind of. He's been terrible in the playoffs. I mean, I get that, like, from a prototype standpoint, Justin Herbert is great, but I don't know. What are we basing him 6 on when he's been terrible in the postseason? Although I'm not saying it's always on him, that you got to factor in the team as well. He's had bad offensive lines. Dak Prescott, same deal. Yeah, Dak puts up good numbers in the regular season, but then they get to the postseason and it doesn't seem to work out. Brock Purdy has been very efficient with Kyle Shanahan's offense, but everybody also thinks it's Kyle Shanahan's offense that is doing that, making him good. So, Anthony, where are you at? You look at this list of the QB tiers, Jaden Daniels 13th in a group that's, the tier goes from 5 to 17, and you think what?
I think some of these guys that are ranked above Jaden, I'm pretty sure, like, if you were to draft, like, so you're redrafting the entire NFL. Some of the guys that they have above Jaden Daniels, I wouldn't expect those guys to go ahead of Jaden. I don't think you're putting a Herbert ahead of him. I don't think you're putting a Goff ahead of him. Drake May. I think when you talk about Lamar, Dak, Jordan Love, or you may have an argument. Even Purdy. I don't think you're putting Purdy above Jaden either. So, yeah, I definitely think it's a little bit of revisionist history, and more so Jaden now has to go out there and prove himself. But I think since we cover him, like, closely and daily, and we get to, you know, be critical of his game, we know how good and how great he is. And we know, like, what he did year one, the fact that he had little to nothing. When we talk about, you know, players that you build around a young quarterback, we had Terry, but everybody else, the De'Ami Browns, he made look good. Olamide Zaccheaus made look good. Zach Ertz, you know, his career revitalized a little bit. So you factor all of that and a subpar defense, like, he literally put the entire team on his back. And I don't think you can necessarily expect that from some of the other guys that you are, you know, putting up ahead of him. Justin Herbert, he's had ample opportunities to go out there and prove to everybody that he could be a top five, you know, quarterback in this league. And he always seems to, you know, piss down his leg, you know, when the light shines the brightest. So, but this is not me, you know, getting off Justin Herbert hate. I just want him to go out there and actually prove to everybody that he is who everyone thinks he is. Because, yeah, I don't think he's done that just yet.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the who's around Jaden Daniels. And I do think this is a huge piece of this, right? I mean, Joe Montana was viewed as the greatest quarterback for a long time. Well, he had Jerry Rice for a lot of those years. You know, Tom Brady is actually one of the guys that didn't always have a lot, but, you know, he still had Gronk. He still had Randy Moss at times and so on. And you look at the list here, right? I mean, not everybody here has a tremendous help. Justin Herbert, in fact, really doesn't. But you look at Lamar Jackson, number five, Zay Flowers, who just got paid a ton of money, and Derrick Henry. I know that's not a receiving threat, but Derrick Henry.
Andrews, though.
Yeah, yeah. They have some pieces there. Dak, I mean, he has arguably the best receiver combination in the league with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Drake May, you know, they just added A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs, again, to a group that used to have Stephon Diggs that ultimately made the Super Bowl. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs. Jordan Love, Green Bay doesn't really have a ton of things. They got Josh Jacobs. They've got like a lot of like number two receivers, like some guys that can, Christian Watson.
Have LaFleur, though. I think that helps a lot too, though.
Well, that's the other part here of the Jaden Daniels thing. It's not so much that you're definitively saying that he is the number 13 guy. It's like, well, he's got a rookie OC who's not really been a coach for too long. Now, this obviously also came out before Stephon Diggs signing today, but that was the other question. Well, who does he have to work with? Ultimately, the biggest question with Jaden Daniels is health. That's just all there is to it. You know, I would just say watching him at camp, as I have so far, first couple days weren't particularly great. Looked like he was off target a bit, but it's red zone. It's very tight quarters. It's, you know, not the easiest space even during the season and all that, but he's gotten progressively better over time. I think today was arguably the best day for the offense so far in camp. Some of that was like what's going on when he was the second and third teams, but regardless, Jaden's only getting better and better. But, you know, so I get it. If you're on the outside and you're like, well, I have to assess this on something, those are some excuses. But like, to your point from earlier, this is only about this year, I assume. But yeah, I asked this question on Twitter the other day too. Are you telling me that if you ask teams, would you rather have Jaden Daniels or Brock Purdy, Jared Goff? I'm not discounting those guys at all. But if you're saying, who would you rather have? Boy, unless their doctor said, we can't, his body's going to break, we just can't do it, I just don't see how it wouldn't be him. And by the way, just to be clear, so did I say this? Last year, he was number six on this list. So, you know, the recency bias aspect of this is pretty nuts. That said, Jalen Hurts is 17. I'm sure Philly fans are looking at this going, wait, what? That seems crazy. Trevor Lawrence had a really good year last year. He's 16. Sam Darnold won the Super Bowl. He's 14. Of course, the defense had a lot to do with that. Baker Mayfield is the name right behind Jaden Daniels. And, you know, I feel like it's a fair, after we get to 17, the drop off tier three, Bo Nix, Aaron Rodgers, CJ Stroud, keep going on from there. And I don't think I see anybody in that lower list. Maybe if you want to tell me Stroud, who should be up higher. And like I said, I can't definitively sit here and tell you that Jaden Daniels is like for this year automatically better than some of these other guys. I just think though that this is just too low and it's discounting what he did as a rookie. I know Drake May was like almost won the MVP last year, but I can't shake it from my head that like he was really not good in the playoffs. Like really not good. I mean, New England has just a good team and you know, they were fortunate with some of the opponents had some injuries and things like that. Like Denver didn't have Bo Nix. But man, I just feel like, are we really saying that Jaden Daniels, you wouldn't take him over Drake May even? Unless you're telling me that the injury is just that's it. You just can't deal with it. I don't know that I would think I would do that.
And that's the thing that kills me though, because Joe Burrow can't stay healthy for the life of it. But somehow, some way, Joe Burrow is always in the top four, like no matter what list we talk about. And I love Joe Burrow, but also I think he's gotten away with, you know, having a Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins at his expense. Like Joe Flacco literally off very few practice days steps in and he's like, oh my gosh, I enjoy throwing to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. They just make everybody's job so easy. Yes, you have arguably one of the best tandems in the league. So the fact Joe Burrow has that as at his expense and the fact that he necessarily can't stay healthy, I question, you know, why, you know, he's consistently, you know, in these top lists, especially if they're going to hold injuries over Jaden Daniels' head. I don't fully understand it. But again, if you re-rank the entire NFL and will redraft the entire NFL, I promise you Jaden Daniels would not be the number 13 quarterback coming off the list. And yeah, There's no shade to who you mentioned, you know, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy. I think they are good quarterbacks in their own right, but Jaden Daniels is special. That dude is truly special.
Yeah. No, I agree. And again, the other thing is, whereas New England got Drake May a bunch of help, especially this offseason, but you know, going forward, the Bears got all kinds of weapons and offensive line help for Caleb Williams. You know, Bo Nix, the Broncos went ahead and got Jalen Waddle this offseason. You know, Michael Penix has Bijan Robinson and Drake London. And even like Minnesota, Justin or J.J. McCarthy, who's probably going to be the backup to Kyler Murray, but you got Justin Jefferson, you got Jordan Addison, two guys who are first-round picks. And here it's been Terry McLaurin and, you know, kind of shrug your shoulders. And that is why the Stephon Diggs thing is so fascinating, because they may very well now. Like, I wonder if you did this today. Okay, rank the guys now, knowing that they have Stephon Diggs. Does that change your deal? Because, again, that's not, is Jaden Daniels a good quarterback? But clearly you're factoring in the other components around him to come up with your ranking. So I would have to think he'd be a little bit higher if you knew they had Diggs.
Yeah, do you think also the fact that he's only done it once is really what's hanging over, I guess, his head? Because again, like Joe Burrow, he was able to go to the Super Bowl at least. Like it took him 2 years, but
yeah,
still, even year one, he got hurt, right? He got knocked out of the game
against Washington.
Against us.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, again, I think Jaden Daniels, what he did as a rookie, including winning two games on the road in the playoffs, is better than anything Drake May has done. Again, this is not hating on Drake May or Caleb Williams or any of these other guys. It's just pointing out, well, wait a minute, you're touting all this, that's cool, but the year before, Jaden Daniels is the one that got all the way to the NFC Championship game for a team that was so bad they had the number two pick the year before. They completely turned over the roster, new coach, new everything. We're just going to say that, and that didn't matter. And again, who was he throwing the ball to? De'Ami Brown got $10 million from the Jags based on what he did in the playoffs and the end of the year. Prior to that, no disrespect to De'Ami Brown, he had not remotely close lived up to the hype as a third-round draft pick, and yet Jaden Daniels made him look good. That's what I think is exciting about this year, beyond even just getting Diggs, is a healthy Jaden Daniels, and that is, of course, the question, but a healthy Jaden Daniels has much more to work with here. If Treylon Burks can stay healthy, that should be a pretty fun combination. We talked earlier about Luke McCaffrey and Antonio Williams. I think there's something there. And let's see Jaden Daniels play with them. But you got to make this list. The lasting memory was last year was awful. They were terrible. He was hurt. It's a rookie OC who's never done anything close to this before as a coach. Questions at receiver. I get if you want to ding him for some of that. But to me, then, like, that's not him. So that needs to be factored in, I just think, in terms of how you're going to go. I mean, even like I said, Brock Purdy. Look what Mac Jones does when he goes in there to play under Kyle Shanahan. He's still pretty good, too. So, yeah, again, all this is subjective. This is all perfect, great fodder for an August radio show. Perfect. But at the same point, I don't know. By the way, are you familiar with Kevin Sheehan's smell test?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Kevin about this when I go on with him on Friday. I feel like this is a Jaden Daniels smell test, that it's just gone so far, because it's not just this list. He's never being ranked in the top 10. And it feels like the smell test for the Jaden Daniels has just gone too far the other way. And if there was a wager you could make on this, that you would take Jaden Daniels in the point, so to speak, because I just feel like it's gone too far the other way.
No, for sure.
All right. We've got more to do here. We can still call in 301-230-0980. Talk about Stephon Diggs. I haven't really gotten into what I've seen so far in camp. We can do that next here. Ben standing with you till 7 on the Team 980.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey,
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
All right, we have had a jam-packed show today thanks to the Stephon Diggs news going to the Commanders, but we talked about that a bunch in the first 2 hours. I didn't really, though, discuss kind of what's been happening in camp otherwise. Today was the second day with pads on, and just like the first day, it was, I would probably argue, maybe the most competitive practice. There's still no tackling. You don't want to hurt your teammates. But guys definitely getting fired up. And today, for the first time in camp, you had some extracurriculars, you could say. Different, you know, there was a one play where Jacoby Jones, a guy who was on the practice squad last year, who had a really nice touchdown today, and Quan Martin, we're getting into it a bit. Katron Allen, the rookie running back, and safety Nick Cross, got a little close to each other at one point. I think all of this is a good thing, as long as you just don't let the emotions go take you, into some bad spots. You don't want to get yourself hurt, hurt your teammate. But it's interesting to see the evolution of camp. It's the same way every year. It always starts off very nice. They're all just happy to be there. Then at some point, it gets going. Josh Harris was at practice today, and I can just say that he, as he walked up after practice, he was, you could tell that the aggression that these guys are showing out there, especially with the chippiness, stood out to him for sure. Let's talk a little bit about on the defensive side, since we've talked mostly about the offense today. I think one big revelation from this week is that Frankie Louvu has been primarily setting up the guys on defense with, relaying the signals. I.e., he'd be the green dot guy if we're going off of based on what has happened so far in camp. Frankie Louvu has obviously been, he's been around the league for a bit. He was here the last 2 years with Bobby Wagner, who was the guy with the green dot. I don't know that Frankie Louvu is definitely going to be that guy come the regular season. And to be clear, Sonny Styles has had a pretty sharp camp, both times with pads on. He has gone in there and made some big hits. Bill Krosky Merritt has had Sonny Styles in his grill a couple of times in terms of just hitting him and stopping his momentum. So I think that's just something that's going to be really interesting. So far in camp, Louvu has been primarily with the ones, whereas Sonny Styles and Leo Chenal have alternated between the ones and the twos. And this was once we knew that Sonny Styles was going to be the pick, this became the real question. How are they going to use these linebackers when, if you're going to be in a 3-4 base, which feels like is what they will do, that's both in terms of what Brian Flores does with Minnesota, which is where Durante Jones is getting a lot of his ideas from because he was there the last couple of years, but also just watching what's gone on so far in camp. But when you have that, so you have three interior linemen like a Daron Payne, Tim Settle, Javon Kinlaw. Then on the outside, you've got your edge rushers, Adafi Owe, Kalavon Chaisson, eventually Dorrance Armstrong will be there when he is when he's back healthy. That leaves two spots in the middle. And that again, Louvu, Chenal, and Sonny Styles. How are they going to get that done? I know that the team will always say, oh, we're going to rotate. You got to have depth. And that's all great and good and whatever. But it's the one play is left. This is for the whole marbles. Who's out there on the field? I know it doesn't exactly work that way, but you know what I mean? it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. And I think that's, you know, again, that's kind of how it's going to be on a lot of these positions, receiver, even with Stephon Diggs. What do they do in 11 personnel? So far in camp, it's been primarily Terry McLaurin, Treylon Burks, and Luke McCaffrey. Do they go with the bigger target in Treylon Burks, move Diggs inside? Do they, you know, let Diggs play more on the outside and have McCaffrey or Antonio Williams coming out of the slot? You know, how much will they really use 12 and 13 personnel? I do think it's going to be, if not the majority, I think it'll be probably the formation used the most. You know, what does that mean for these, some of these other receivers? So I think that's going to be really, really interesting. The offensive line, obviously, now that receiver is over with, right, in terms of Stephon Diggs, we could probably put that, all that talk to bed about adding help. The center spot is probably the biggest question now on this team. Again, they added Rasul Douglas at cornerback last year. They're still waiting on Trey Amos to get back to tomorrow, as in Thursday, is expected to be the next big evaluation time for both Trey Amos and Tress Way, who's out with a pec injury. By the way, Tress Way is sporting a great mustache right now. Just fantastic look for him. So we'll have to see, you know, how this plays out. But at center, you've had Julian Good-Jones primarily working with the ones, Matt Goulbin, the sixth-round pick, working with the twos and the threes. They added Trey Hill this week, a guy who's been around the league, but hasn't played a ton, but just to give you some more center depth. Look, Julian Good-Jones, I've always heard some good things about him. He's been on the practice squad here. I think he was got here first under Ron Rivera. He's 29 years old and has played one NFL game. I just find it hard to believe that he is definitely going to be like even the backup center, let alone a guy that would start if Nick Allegretti is still out for much longer. Nick Allegretti is dealing with a strained calf, suffered on the first day of camp. It's expected to be out a week. So, you know, maybe next week, but ahead of the joint practice, we'll see him out there. But that's a huge, because even if Allegretti's out there, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters talk a lot about Allegretti's smarts. He's a strong guy, but that smarts, that communication ability that he has, they think is going to be an upgrade and something that will help the line. Okay, sounds good. But again, that is a bit of a question, no doubt. I think safety is another fascinating position. If they keep 10 defensive backs, right now I've got four corners and six safeties. But how are the safeties going? What's the rotation look like? I can say, you know, Jeremy Reeves has had like the slowest ascension of like any player I can remember. He, of course, went from, you know, famously always getting, being the bridesmaid, just getting cut at the last second. Then he finally starts to stick around a little bit. Then he starts to make some noise on special teams, gets a Pro Bowl berth. Then last year, like every year, coach would always say, yeah, we got to get him more involved on defense. And then they never did. But last year, especially with Will Harris getting out in week three, Jeremy Reeves played more last year. And frankly, he was pretty good. He gave him some big hitting. Sure enough, fast forward to today's practice and you watch who's out there with the first team. Nick Cross is out there. He's going to be the one out there. Guy they signed this year from the Colts. Jeremy Reeves was out there a lot today. Now, Will Harris, I presume, will be probably like the free safety. He was working mainly with the twos today, but I think that's in part just to balance things out. But if Reeves and Harris and Cross are sort of up in your top three, and Percy Butler is like the special teams guy who can play safety, where does this leave Quan Martin? He's the last player on this roster from the 2023 draft. He was benched at points last year. I think he's a really interesting athlete for this Durante Jones system, but that doesn't mean he's got a clear role. Tyler Owens is another guy in that safety room who's crazy athletic, a help on special teams. Does that give him an edge over Quan Martin? You know, or does Quan Martin, you know, shine the rest of camp to the point where like, well, we can't move off of him either? It's going to be really fun room to watch as we go forward here. For sure. And I would just say broadly, I'll have a 53 out sooner than later. There are more good players going to be left out than in previous years. That's just how it's looking this year. All right. Great show today. Thanks to Santana Moss, to Mike Scotto, to Adam Kaplan for all joining us today. Thanks to my guy, Anthony, for from behind the glass. Always keeping me in line over here because somebody really has to do that. Anthony, who's hosting tomorrow?
I got Nick Ashew tomorrow, then Doc will be rounding out the weekend on Friday, the week on Friday.
Great Doc Walker, who was out in Ashburn today doing his thing as well. All right, that's going to be it. Of course, you can find me, lastmanstanding.substack.com. I'll be back here soon enough. But until next time, see ya.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.